The first line is the militia, dressed as Paiutes, who fire on a few goose feathers and some cinder smeared. The second line is the men and women, emigrants, their children in wagons, away from their place. What's at stake? For me in this is the chance to reach across the gap between the furnace. I can imagine, I think I have seen it. From the road, the walls of the Markagunt jammed together. Memory, like a pipe organ, waves of heat. Inside a furnace, in chambers, iron heat floods the furnace. With light, a meadow appears in place. Dew, frost, cicadas snap, and John D. Lee goes over. To consult with the past, I guess the past would have to speak. Is it ethical to throw voices? Everything, everything is at stake. This is where I'm from. This is where I grew up in projective distance. Pursue the gap of the draw. Shale or mudstone, I can never tell which. Singing helps. To get there, one must start early. Now there's a place to do some walking in two lines, the immigrants and the militiamen dressed as Paiutes, men and women turned on and fired at. John D. Lee goes over dead 17 years after. He is pursued and he understands his church turned on him. A militiaman walks nearby, dressed like a Paiute, and fires. A Western paradox. There is not enough water here for growth. We need cooperation. We need another boom town. Empty houses, a valley you can leave. The gap between junipers and remember a place. Imagine it. Limitless resources of the self. Which is more holy? The hand or the eye can ignite it. The forge fires and its bellows are pumped. By memory, I imagine, I see an ugly cone of brick juts up from a draw, fireproof, a perfectly restored furnace, hollow, unusable, leering. The first line of militiamen turns, fires on the second. The youngest children absorb into nearby communities to speak later, to throw a voice in an echo chamber. The furnace floods in waves of heat. Memories jam together like a swollen river in a culvert. Light washes towards Lee, struck over on the massacre ground. The moment I enter, a sense of the place, the moment of his death is flung against. What's at stake for me? Everything goes black when I step in the furnace. The projective distance of the west at the meadow again. The success of a valley rests upon your efforts here. You will be rewarded. Take what justly is yours, a lead net. Pig iron from the firing line. Memory bleeds into chambers flood with heat. The heart glows and Lee is consumed. A cloud of flame in a making place. An ugly cone of brick. The chambers of the heart, lead flooded, and light rips over everything. At stake is his blast furnace, a Western paradox. One line turns on the other across a charged gap, projective distance, which we can imagine in pursuit.